It's the 57th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
Yay! Welcome, everybody. I got stuff to talk about this week.
Do you?
I'm super proud of myself. Anime Expo opened their hotel block on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fucking insane. Was it not, Kevin?
It was okay.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty stupid.
I've seen worse.
Probably, but what happened? So they said it was opening at 9 a.m. So Kevin and I are both at our computers at like 8:55. And at 9, they were like, here's the link to the hotel block. Click it. It doesn't even work. Their site crashed immediately.
Right at 9, the site crashed.
Right at 9, the site crashed. Because everybody's probably just sitting there refreshing the page over and over again. So it didn't even work. And then I'm like, oh God, I just imagine like it's only crashing for a small amount of people, but some people can still get in. That's what I imagine, you know? And then we're not going to get our hotel block. And so people were complaining about it for like 5 to 10 minutes on Twitter and Facebook. And finally they're like, oh, just here's the direct link to like the people we go through, like their website. So we get through there and then we're like, none of the hotels we want are available.
Right.
There's just
all the
like
crappy ones.
There's just like the Westin, some other ones I haven't heard, and the furthest away one, the Biltmore or whatever it's called. I can't remember. Millennium. I don't know what it's called. And I'm just like, this is not anything I want. This is not. And I was like, is it already fucking sold out? I was getting pissed off. And then Kevin discovered that if you selected only certain days, more hotels popped up. So we're like, okay, maybe they're sold out of certain days. So we just slowly added a day at a time to the thing. And he did it one day at a time, and the JW Marriott came up, which is what we wanted because it's directly next door to Anime Expo. And we were like, shit, go, go, go. And we booked it. And I don't know if that many people got in it.
I don't know. We can check. Have we checked today? It might be back to
I don't know. They haven't said anything about it, but people were pretty pissed. Because they opened it up to, if you bought a premium ticket that was like $300.
The VIP.
The VIP ticket, you got first access to hotel blocks like a month ago. So some people think that certain hotels were sold out already because of the VIP people.
Is that the first time they did that?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah.
Yeah.
Vendors had it before that too.
Well, it's vendors and VIP. But I think vendors always get first dibs probably because they are going and they
money
need
to be there.
Yeah, they're paying like a minimum of like $1,500 for their booth. So vendors having first access doesn't bother me. That makes sense. But the VIP is like, oh God. Because one of the hotels that we...
Well, they're very important people.
They are very important. So they
you can't be bothered by that.
I guess I shouldn't be.
Well, who was it that we saw that limited the number of hotels you could get?
Fanime. So Fanime has a thing where they, with your registration, you can only buy one hotel under your name. Before, you could like reserve like 5 rooms if you wanted. Like if you want to go Fanime, you could just go to their hotel block and be like, 5 rooms, please.
Oh my
and
God,
then just take
really?
It. But now Fanime is like, no, you can only have one room under your name. But it's not, I mean, it's not really stopping anybody else. Like you and your group of friends could like all each get a room.
Yeah, but that helps even out the distribution. Like you said with the Anime Expo one, like it could have just been one person that bought 10 rooms.
That's true. Like for their friends, like just put it on hold for their friends and then their friends were like,
pay them back. Or whatever.
Yeah, that's very true. I didn't think about it like that. But we don't know. I mean, Anime Expo could have a stipulation that we don't know about with the VIPs. It's like you can only purchase one room.
I was watching that
too.
I know.
All I could see was just, your phone is dead now.
It's okay. Yeah, so people were pretty pissed.
Yes, I imagine.
Yeah.
As everybody always is whenever they're trying to book
a
hotel.
And they're pretty much sold. They sold out that day, like all of them.
Did we check? I don't know.
I checked. No, I was following it. I was watching it.
Okay.
I have my binoculars on.
Uh-huh.
On the twits. And I was like, but people are on wait lists now. Yeah.
Because that's right in the middle of downtown, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like right there. So there's no like Airbnb scene.
No, there are.
There is?
There is. So for people...
So they jacked up right now?
So for people, because before we booked the hotel we did last year, they announced it, and we were kind of, like, playing with it. We were like, should we just get an Airbnb? Because there's, like, some baller apartments that have, like, rooftop access and stuff. And it wasn't that expensive either. It was pretty average. And we were like, oh, maybe we should. And then we didn't. I don't know why. Oh, and the hotel we got was, like, super close. Yeah. We were like, you can't really beat it. But, yeah, so, I mean, if you... people check out Airbnb. If you didn't get a hotel and you're stressed out about it, there's a lot of apartments in downtown LA. Lots of apartments and condos.
Yeah. People we shot stayed in Airbnbs.
People what?
People we shot.
Oh, yeah, before, like a couple years ago.
No, last year.
They
shot. We killed them.
I thought you said people who shop, and I was like, what?
People who shop.
There's no shopping in downtown LA, except for Fabric, I guess.
But they added additional hotels this year. They had the Lux.
The Lux.
The one that's across the street from the Staples Center.
Mm-hmm, that's new.
The Lux.
Yeah, and I was reading articles. They're popping up everywhere in downtown LA. So
Luxes?
No, hotels. So Anime Expo, get on that shit, because you're too big now.
Maybe they'll have to move to San Diego.
Oh, God.
Just like everybody else.
Yeah, because TwitchCon announced their 2016 information, and they're going to be at... they were in San Francisco.
They were.
And now they're in San Diego. Because yeah. They're too big.
But the San Francisco one's pretty small.
I somehow signed up to get codes to buy tickets to the San Diego Comic Con. And
really?
I don't even know. So I got an email going, oh, you can join the waiting list, blah, blah, blah. But I'm still like, no, of course not.
Oh.
But I don't know how or when I did that. At first I thought it was the Emerald City. And I'm like, what? What? No.
You got so excited. You should go to San Diego Comic Con. I think people
just
like
hang out there. Yeah.
People go crazy there.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, there's a couple people I know that are selling their Emerald City. No. They're San Diego. Because I think the information just came out or whatever.
Yeah, it was on the 20th, so yeah. Missed it. But
wait, today's the 20th.
Is today the 20th?
Today is the 20th.
Well, it was at 9 a.m., so missed it.
Yes, one of the people we used to work with was like, anybody want my code to get in the queue or whatever?
Oh, yeah, I could have sold my code.
I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
I don't think she was selling it. I don't know. Does it cost money? I don't know. I mean,
well, the code
no,
is
but I mean, the code gets you in the waiting room if you don't have one. I don't think you can.
She was just like, does anybody want my code? I can't go this year. And I was like, damn.
Should try it still. Could still work.
No.
You don't know?
It's 12:30 now.
But that doesn't mean anything.
How long does it take to get a ticket?
I can go by myself.
Like, how long are you in the queue for?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
I don't really get how it works.
That's what I'm saying. So you're just saying, no, it doesn't work. I was just saying that, though. You don't know. It could, like, if she joined now, she could just be, like, at the tail end of it. Like,
oh. And then she just bloops right in.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's, like, the easiest process ever. And she's like, I don't know what people are bitching about. That'd be so funny.
And everyone would be like, shut up, Rebecca.
But I guess with San Diego Comic Con, like, getting the ticket is one thing.
Yeah, but then I end up having to go.
No, it's one, no, but it's an ordeal, right?
Yeah.
And then getting a hotel is like a whole separate ordeal.
No, I'd just be homeless that week.
And sleep on the benches?
Yeah. And just be homeless.
All right, that's fine. It's a warm down
there. There's a tent city next to it somewhere, right?
Oh.
There's gotta be.
That's a Seattle thing, I think.
Oh, it is?
No, I think other places have tent cities.
Really?
Yeah.
The Comic-Con tent city. It'd be really, like, kind of cool.
Actually, I think people would like it a lot.
Yeah.
All right, you heard it here
that
first,
was Rebecca.
Guys. Confirmed. Comic-Con tent city.
Tell them Rebecca sent
you. Coming at
you.
You'll get the
special access code.
Yeah.
You get Wi-Fi while you're at the tent city.
Yeah, there's Wi-Fi.
No running water, but Wi-Fi. That's the important.
Yeah, we'll have some espresso stands, you know. We'll keep it cool.
Gosh. All right. So, McCall's, who has been very open about cosplay and doing cosplay patterns and stuff like that.
Not Simplicity?
No. McCall's.
Who owns the Yaya Han ones?
Cosplay Fabrics.
No. The Yaya Han patterns.
McCall's.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I'm pretty sure it's McCall's.
Simplicity. But anyway, we don't need to debate brands.
McCall's has released 3 new cosplay-specific patterns. They are from their cosplay, like, line.
Okay.
So there is a cloak that looks like Jon Snow.
I would wear that every day.
Would you?
Yeah, why also not? Have
like That's
a,
pretty fresh.
They also have a girly, or I shouldn't say girly.
Because it has a hood.
A basic-y one. Well, the color they use reminds me of Lord of the Rings a little bit. The white color. That's why I said girly. They also have a trench.
There's a girl character coat. In Lord of the Rings?
There's a few. No,
they made it up. They made that one up.
The one girl, yes, but the other, the elf girl, they didn't.
No,
they didn't?
The blonde.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think there was
Galadriel,
any.
I can't remember her thing. Name. It's called Trenched. I'm thinking, what's that one anime?
It's a trench coat. Oh, Trigon.
Trigon.
Yeah. Trigon. That's what he wears. Yeah. It's bright or red, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have like a Trigon style trench coat thingy, and they also have wing patterns.
They have to be bare chested.
Interesting.
He's not wearing anything.
No,
interesting.
He's not. He's
Wait,
also
it's
very
for the
muscular.
Strap and the wings.
It's for the harness that attaches to the wings, so you can wear it.
So it's just for the harness.
Wait, or
no,
is
it's
it
for
the wings?
It's both.
Oh,
they teach you how to make the wings.
That wing pattern, I think, would be the most exciting out
of
all of them.
Yeah, because wings, like, I can imagine
a lot of tutorials for wings,
and they're difficult.
Yeah. I mean, so, especially those are really big.
These are huge. And sometimes I've looked at characters and I'm like, oh, I'm going to cuss with that. And then I see they have wings and I'm like, hell no.
Oh, yeah.
Wings are very difficult. So this might be actually really good.
Yeah, what
these
kind
look
of
really stable.
What's that wings?
Strips. Yeah, it just looks like strips.
I'm sure you could make it out of anything. Yeah, the
really
basic infrastructure would be good.
I wonder how they would. Well, they has to have some solid material in there that's not fabric, right?
Wings. 2 yards of. Ribbon for harness, Velcro for harness. Sorry, wood pieces.
Wood. There you go.
Wood
padded
pieces.
Padded picture hangers.
Ah, there we go. That's the
2 bar clamps, cushioned kitchen mat. This is so crazy.
This sounds like something I would put together.
Right, I was gonna say they just went on Tumblr and was like,
these, wait, what do you use?
Yeah, wing pattern and like copy paste.
Low temperature glue gun. Duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
Duct tape.
12-gauge hanger wire, long rubber bands, hammer, pliers, wire cutters, 8 number 4 by 1 inch flathead Phillips screws drill.
8 number 4 by 1 inch flathead.
It says 8. It says 8 number 4. Yeah, 8. 8
screwdrivers?
No.
No, 8.
Oh.
It says screws.
Oh, 8 screws.
Yeah. Drill bit. What's the fabric, that's all I wanted.
Probably like ribbons. It's the ribbon.
Oh, synthetic.
It said leather.
Oh, twill.
Somewhere. Synthetic leather.
Twill and foam underlay.
Or wowza. We should try to make these.
This is crazy.
Another fun.
Pro to all three of these patterns is the patterns are made of more durable paper. When you cut it out, so you can reuse it over and over again. Instead of
actually just ripping the whole thing in half.
I did that. I was
like first thing when you're just like unfolding. Shh.
I was putting my patterns away nicely.
Oh yeah.
And then I just like rip, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, and then you just cram them in there.
Yeah. So these are made of durable, bright white patterned tissue paper and cardstock weight high gloss envelope.
Wow.
Well, they're bragging about the envelope. That seems...
Well, but the envelope can be kind of flimsy, too. So it's nice to have, like, a firm... Right? A firm holder for it.
Bonus have the pattern make sense.
Bonus tips included for each pattern.
Bonus tips?
Good.
Bonus
you
tips.
You can unlock those bonus tips.
What do you have to do to unlock them?
Oh, no. Is there, like a video game? Who's hidden? What is it?
Easter eggs?
Yeah, shit like that.
It says clear step-by-step instructions.
Good. Oh, so full
clear
sentences.
So you can see through them? Come on. How difficult does this have to be?
It didn't say translucent.
Whatever.
Yeah, because Kevin and I have problems when reading my patterns.
Oh,
because
no. It's like origami.
They're like half words.
Yeah, inside, outside.
And they don't use proper... sentence structure, like commas, and you're like, where does it end? No. It just is like a run-on sentence, and I don't know what.
And patterns presuppose that you already know how to sew.
Yeah.
Or you
so
already.
It's one of those things. Like they're not teaching you how to sew. They're teaching you to sew this particular thing.
Well, no, they think you've already like made it before,
and you know what the words mean.
Right. It's just a reminder for you.
First time I made this. There's words in there where you're like. You have to go Google the words because you might not know what it means. Yeah,
I remember basting right side, wrong sides.
Yeah, and you're like
inside out
what?
Tube.
You're like, what's a baste?
Right, the first time you come across the word base, and then you're like on the computer going B-A-S-T. And someone's going, I hand sew my basting. And I'm like, I don't have fucking time for that. How do you base on a fucking sewing machine?
Just make it wider.
Just make it really wide.
Just like, you know, but there's a bunch of stuff like that. You know.
No, there's words that I've come across and I'm like, I, what?
Yeah, and just concepts. Excuse me. And, you know.
Banderas, the guy that's trying
Antonio
to make...
Antonio Banderas? Yes. Oh, he wants to make cloaks happen, yeah.
Yes, I would be down with this cloak.
You like the furry cloak? Yeah. The Jon Snow-esque
He works cloaks on the rig? Is that what you're saying?
He went to, like, fashion school to learn how to make cloaks so he could bring cloaks into the fashion industry.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Really. That's why he played Zorro.
Wow.
Maybe his cloak obsession came from Zorro. So, Yaya Han is McCall's.
Oh.
Thank you for playing. That was
I tried.
That was
Holly
my...
just tries to make my big...
Aww. Yeah. I mean, there's a cosplay section in the McCall's website. They also have a cosplay blog that they keep pestering about, but they don't update it. They update it, like, once every 6 months. Mm. So, McCall's... Please.
Lots of schoolgirl outfits in there.
Schoolgirl, geishas.
sorry.
That was like the perfect schoolgirl outfit.
Oh, senpai.
Oh. Oh, God. But yes, check out the cloak is called Cloak X, the trench coat is called Trenched, and the wings are called Flight.
And can I be Jon Snow?
And it's cosplay.mccall.com.
You too can be Jon Snow.
I'll be Jon Snow.
Anyway, you can be Jon Snow.
I'd bring a sword.
You want to get this pattern?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right. Kevin's gonna cosplay. We need some air horns.
Well, I need to curl my hair, though.
Oh, we can curl your hair, no problem.
I can help you with that.
We got you.
Then I need to curl a weird, weak mustache.
We can do the foam roller.
Yeah. You can get real weird. Put one of those netted things on there, and then you can go outside, beat people with it.
With a broom?
Yeah.
What is it?
Rolling pin? Yeah. I don't know.
For the Brotherhood?
The Night's Watch?
When they killed... spoilers, I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Yeah, don't talk
Someone
about
was
that. Someone's gonna get mad.
Game of Thrones.
Wow.
Spoiler!
Spoiler alert.
You haven't seen it yet. It's been a year.
It has been a year. Watch it, guys. Jeez. Yeah, that was the exciting-ness of that.
Hmm.
That was some news. I got excited.
Let me see this.
So... I'll do my thing now, I guess.
Uh-huh.
If you'd like to support us, if you'd like to support Elite Cosplay, you can visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon. That'll take you to our affiliate link. And any purchase you make at Amazon will give us a small kickback.
Just shop like you normally do.
Yeah, shop like you normally do.
If you're going to go shop at Amazon, just go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon.
Yes.
And it'll take you to Amazon, and you just shop around like you normally do.
Yes.
And
But they can see everything you buy, so...
No. I mean, if you buy 20 dildos, it's going to alert
they're gonna
us, okay?
They're going to
We get emails for those.
Only for dildos.
Dildo alert.
Just a dildo.
But, yeah.
Those kickbacks help us make more videos and more content for you guys. It's a lot of time and effort, so...
Yeah, mm-hmm. I charge them a pretty hefty fee per hour
per appearance.
For my...
Yeah.
So, yes.
$50,000 for a feature. and just shop like normally, you won't notice any difference, and it just gives us a small kickback when you do make purchases from Amazon.com.
Yes.
Also, don't forget to check out our shop at elitecosplay.com/shop. Got some cool t-shirts. Please buy them. They're great.
We have a new one coming soon.
Oh, yeah. We do have a new one coming soon. We'll get that out soon. Got to make the prototype for that.
Yes.
But I'm busy this week because we're doing a presentation for junior high children. So.
Yes.
Yes. Elitecosplay.com/shop. For t-shirts, elitecosplay.com/Amazon if you're going to shop at Amazon.
Yes.
Boom.
And anyway, I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
Just hang on tight.
Hey.
Whoa.
Oh, bring the ruffles.
Whoa there.
Kevin's grabbing stuff off the desk for those listening. It's very boring right now. Yeah.
So, yes. This week, we are doing a presentation to some middle schoolers. We're talking about armor, right? Armor making.
We're going to do like a tutorial.
We're doing a tutorial. So I've 3D printed, well, partially 3D printed, a shoulder pauldron for
shoulder those.
Pauldron?
Pauldron.
Oh.
For those not watching the video, he did 3D print one. It's very light.
It's very light.
Looks pretty good. Yeah. And we printed it for the kids just to show them an example of different types of armor making you can do. We're going to show them how to do it with craft foam.
Yes.
So.
And compare it to Warblood and whatnot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This print failed. It got stuck about,
90% of the way?
Yeah, about 18 and a half hours in.
What's the point of this?
It's just the inside. So this is a pre-made model I found on myminifactory.com. Mm. Someone drew it up already.
That's just the way 3D, it's just the underside.
Yeah. Well, you can make it whatever you want. There you go. Yeah. You can 3D print a whole everything, yeah. I'm gonna do...
Is this gonna be geometric inside?
It doesn't have to be. You can make it whatever you want on the inside. It's just whoever made the pattern made it like that. Yeah, just made it like that.
Alright. Well, are you gonna print glasses?
No. Oh. No, but
What were you gonna say, though? Mask?
Yeah, probably a mask. There's a few of them. There's either, like, the Fallout 4... Power armor one. It's just a helmet. Or the
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren. I've seen a few of those.
Oh, right. That one would be really hefty.
Yeah, that one would be pretty heavy. There's also the Guardians of the Galaxy. What's his butt? Star-Lord. His little... The one that he does.
The raccoon?
No.
The main guy.
What's his butt?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. Yeah. He has...
The raccoon.
We could do the raccoon.
Yeah, just for the raccoon.
I think that probably exists. So it came out pretty good. I mean, I wish it would have finished printing, but I think there was an issue with the file because I converted it probably incorrectly.
You're rough. Interesting.
Boom.
That's
always
amazing.
I made a rough. This is
also 3D printed.
This is 36 feet of ribbon. 36.
Holly, for those just listening, Holly's wearing a neck ruffle.
People buy boats that size.
Yes, they do. A neck ruffle.
And it barely fits around my neck. 36 feet. That's how ruffles are. Because we talked about ruffles a lot on here. So I thought I'd bring it up. Because what the flip.
Four rolls of ribbon.
Yeah, 4 rolls of 9-foot ribbon. And I still need another roll to line the inside.
She knew what she was getting into.
I didn't. How are you about that pleat life, man?
I have no money.
Yeah, but when you do pleats, how do you not die?
How do I not die?
Yeah.
Well, my intense... I don't... love pulls me
keeps
through.
Keeps you going. I should also make a note. For the Anime Expo hotels, we got notified with our hotel that you can only get into your hotel if you have a wristband.
Yes.
For that specific hotel.
Who are you showing it to? You
show like it a to security someone, like, guard, probably.
Yeah. I guess.
You can only get into that hotel
if you have a wristband for that hotel.
So only people like that are going to Anime Expo are in that hotel. At that
time? I think. Oh yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, what are the non-Anime Expo people?
I don't know. I don't know the situation.
That sounds like they're not allowed that week.
I don't know if it's like, I don't know. They just said wristbands, and I didn't know what it meant.
You can't go to someone else's hotel room.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess you'd have a wristband as well.
Well, that's the other thing.
Are they going to be different for each hotel? Is it only the JW Marriott that's doing that?
Yeah, because what would really be the point of that?
Because we stayed at the Courtyard Marriott last year, which is across the street from the JW. And every time, or most of the time we went into the elevator, there was like a guy that was like, show me your hotel card to get into the elevator. And even in the elevator, you had to tap the card anyways to make it go up or down. So you had to have something.
Yeah, but a wristband wouldn't be hotel specific.
I don't know.
It might be.
What?
Yeah. We won't know until we get there.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, is it a different wristband for every day? How are they going to know? Like, what if you're only at Anime Expo for like one day? Can you just
keep... the wristband... Oh, I forgot to ask the first question. Wristband?
Yeah.
I thought you had a badge. Also have a wristband?
It said wristband.
Yeah, it said wristband.
Okay, so there's an entirely different system.
Yeah,
okay,
it's maybe a hotel
system. I need to stop being so judgy.
No, you can be judgy. Because
I don't like being controlled.
Be judgy.
What if you want to go help your friend put on their cosplay?
Like, what if your friend is staying at a different hotel and they're like, hey, come over, I need some help with my wig or something.
And then you can't go in?
Yeah.
Can you go in if a friend accompanies you?
I don't know. Yeah, there's so many questions.
I think what they're trying to do is control
you.
The amount of people. Well,
don't allow it.
They're trying to control.
Wear a cape.
The amount of people per hotel room. You know how people like to cram, like,
well, yeah, like fire 20 people hazard, in there. Yeah. Like fire.
So
blah blah blah.
They have a limit that's 4 people per room.
Okay.
So I feel like the wristbands are trying to control people so people aren't, like, quote, illegally in someone's room sleeping and staying there.
But it would depend on what the wristband is.
I don't know. Yeah. What if it's, like, electronic and you can only...
And it'll explode if you go into the wrong hotel.
Yep.
Oh!
It'll give you a warning, though.
Well, then. Oh, it'll like a beep, beep, 3-second beep.
Yeah, and then you have to leave.
Just take your hand off, like, the, like, old Spanish or, like, thieving laws. Just...
Oh yeah,
lose a hand. Sorry.
Sorry. You could cut it off like in Saw.
Well, yeah, do you get to choose what hand it's on?
Right, like my lefty. Like I don't use my lefty.
Yeah,
hand, so
one, you know, you care about one hand over the other, so you get one chance. Choose your hotel well.
All right, guys. Lynn said he emailed us again.
What?
But it's not for you this time.
What? Oh!
No. There's one for her.
Nope.
Yeah, there's 3 emails.
No, I got 2.
I got 3.
You did?
Yeah. Ugh. All right.
What's that over there?
Let me
did
go.
Did I put that on?
No.
Damn it!
Let me go.
It's not ready yet.
Okay.
You can read the other 2.
Okay, oof. I'll read. I was gonna read yours, Kevin.
Okay.
This is for Kevin. It says, hello. I actually have a few questions for you too this week.
God, how dare you?
Since you're working on an AT-AT, why have you not begun work on the Death Star?
Fantastic question.
Or the Star Killer Base.
The Star Killer Base.
Because it's 20 times
That's
bigger.
That's the second,
right?
Star Wars thing I've said in this. Thank you.
Did you say the same thing last week?
Oh, damn it.
You What's did.
The, I don't know a third thing, so I'm sorry.
That's a good question. I'm not interested in the Death Star, I guess. It's big, it's round.
AT-AT is a little...
He's almost
little
done over there. I'll go
making.
Grab the AT-AT here in a second. Yeah, there it is. There's the Rebecca one.
I didn't get that one at all.
Okay, well,
you
anyway.
Are so...
Yes, not interested really in the Death Star. It's just a big ball. I can buy one of those, I guess, pretty easily.
Right, I think he chose the AT-AT mainly because I asked him to. He was going to choose an uglier one. What was the other one?
The AT-ST?
Yeah. I don't like those.
Like it.
So I said, I want the... I call them elephants. They're not really elephants. And so we got the AT-AT. And he even downsized it 50%. It's supposed to be 50% bigger.
This was supposed to be twice as large.
Oh my goodness.
For those who are watching, yes, it's pretty much done. I just need to finish gluing its legs together in a final standing position. But,
yeah. Almost there.
It's almost done.
All right. Are you looking into making small items for costumes, such as buckle squares or specific buttons?
Yes.
If so, would you mold them, cast them into material like resin, and then sell them?
Yeah, why not? Well, Holly needs buttons for her fish outfit.
I do. Kevin said he was going to make them for me.
So I will be making buttons for her. Yes, and they will probably... it really all depends on the volume. Yes, we were thinking about casting resin things. There's a few things we were... planning to do, so yes.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
We can do specific, yeah, that, I mean, that actually might be useful, like,
yeah, specific
make specific
buttons
and specific buckles, and then we can cast them all and sell them.
Right, because,
add them to the shop.
Because, yes, our shop. Yes, because sometimes there are, like, specific buttons, and you're like,
yeah,
I have to make
eBay
that now.
For weeks
waiting
for them to show up.
Yeah, and Kevin just announced he's gonna cosplay Jon Snow, so.
Can't go back on that now.
Yeah, you can't.
I am Jon Snow.
You said it.
I did say it.
This one's for Rebecca.
There you go. Now I'm standing.
I really enjoyed hearing about your costumes in the last podcast. When you said you hot glued a piece to your arm, do you mean directly onto your skin?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I was in the little area where the cosplay
fix it
room,
yeah.
And it was one of those panicky moments because glue doesn't really dry that fast, and I don't know, super glue wasn't working, and he
was
panicked.
Was I there for that?
I don't remember who was there. I don't really remember.
There
know.
Was something where we
the pain just overwhelmed everything.
Yeah,
and
it was just like, all right, let's go.
No, there was something that we were trying to super glue
with
you.
Yeah, we were trying it.
It wasn't your arm though. I think it was. oh, your horse piece, like the end, like chipped off.
Yeah, we were trying that.
And we were trying to super glue.
That was a different one.
I'm just saying. It was the same situation. The super glue wasn't working.
Oh, yeah.
And your horse was like black or something. So we found black tape and we taped it.
Because glue isn't, you know.
Yeah.
I was there for that one.
Quick fix we hope it to be. So yeah, the other one was with the cyborg arm for the Hattress dress.
It says, I hope the gun was on low heat at the very least so you didn't sustain any burns.
Well, no. It must have been because, yeah, it wasn't that bad. But taking it off was...
Oof. I'm gonna switch back and forth between Rebecca's email and mine.
If you're into hot glue injuries, you should watch Holly's stream. We are streaming Cosplay Building right now.
Twitch.tv/Elite Cosplay. It's just Elite Cosplay.
You burn yourself?
Yeah, I have an injury count every stream. My highest injury count has been 4. Yesterday, I think I got the worst hot glue gun. One of the worst. It was pretty bad. And it was like, it was fresh and it was just sitting on my finger. And you can't like take it off, you know, because you have to wait till it dries. So you're just like.
My mom used to make candy. And I once had that moment where I was just like, oh, hey. Yeah. So yeah, no. Okay.
Oh my god.
Did you have to like cut it off? I just
waited. I mean, hot glue dries so fast. It was like intense burning and then it stopped and then I was like, okay, and then I had to peel it off. I said a lot of swear words.
Oh.
Yes. And it's goodness. A high temp gun that we have. So
it is a very high temp gun that we have. Like it's a like an industrial glue gun. It's from Home Depot, so it's like super serious.
Oof.
Okay, so this one's for me. I'm going to switch back and forth between.
Oh, there's all just there's to questions for all three of us, by
yes.
the way.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm okay with it. Okay.
So this one's for me. It says, I had a few specific questions for you in regards to your photography that might be interesting to answer on the podcast. For someone who's looking to get into cosplay photography, do you recommend they start with black and white? No.
Well, it depends.
It
depends.
I'll put it this way. As a growing adult, a young adult, I did start with black and white because I took it in school.
Yeah.
And that's what you start off with. You did film and it was black and white. Did we all take, you probably took photography too.
I didn't, but I always went to my friend's class in high school.
Oh, okay.
Did everything. I don't remember why I did that, but I wasn't a part of the class.
They didn't care?
No.
Did you go into the dark room?
Yeah. I was in there all the time. And then I did a bunch of crazy stuff. But yeah, anyway, it was black and white.
It says black and white and I didn't have a real understanding for black and white, like contrast and like certain colors, you know, look the same when they're in black and white. Yes. So it just kind of sometimes looks like a gray blob or something.
But see, that's the point of it, right?
It teaches you. That's what I'm trying to get to the point. So like, then I didn't understand and I didn't like it. And we had this one. My second year of doing photography in high school, we had this one final project that we were allowed to do in color, and I was like, oh my god. And I excelled way better at that. It was film, but it was color, and I was just like, this is... So I'm really just... The way I think is color. I'm not a person that learns tones or contrast from black and white personally. I think Kevin is someone like that, maybe. He's a little more analytical.
Yes.
You think so?
I like black and white in the if you want to start. I don't know if it's useful, but as a mid-step, I definitely would say try black and white at some point because it teaches you what light does.
Yeah, light and shadows and color. Yes. Colors in a weird way because it is black and white. But
I think in tones instead of...
I don't think you need to. I wouldn't necessarily suggest it personally. And a lot of photographers nowadays with digital... They just shoot in color, and if they like it in black and white, they just, you know, switch it over.
Right. But, I mean, if you need to think more of it as a way to understand how the light falls.
No, I know.
Things,
I'm just saying, like, personally, that's not how my brain works.
Right.
So
that's why I do the lighting and you take the pictures. So
they're a good team. I did see 4K televisions on sale as... Best Buy, and there was a bunch of 4K, and then there was a more expensive 4K because it had better black and white.
Oh. Well, yeah.
So, you know.
Black and white is important.
I don't know.
Or expensive.
There we go. It is important.
And it looked good.
It's something,
but I don't, you know.
Yeah, it's something nice to learn, I think, but like I said, I personally am just like, not like that.
Yes.
So if you think you can learn, then yeah, I would suggest it. But personally, I'm just like, nah, just do it. Practice. Just practice. That's the best thing to start. Yeah. Not necessarily certain colors. Okay, for Rebecca, do you have any other creative outlets besides cosplay?
Ooh. Woo! I used to watercolor paint a lot. I'm going to say used to a lot because right now I'm just kind of dead inside. Sorry, guys.
I didn't mean to laugh at the deadness.
No, please do. Yeah, I used to watercolor paint. That was my favorite. That's my favorite medium, watercolor paint. And then also, like, really...
You sketch?
Yeah, really fine point markers.
Yeah. You still do that, draw. Kinda.
Yeah, occasionally, but...
Did you go to that coloring meetup?
No, I didn't make it. Meetup.com. I'm on that.
Yeah.
But you want to meet up with... meetups so far I've RSVP'd to and not gone to. That's my thing right now. That's my hobby. It's my creative outlet.
It's the true Seattle way.
Yeah. I'm
like, it's the adult coloring book ones.
Yeah. What it was adult coloring books. And so you're going to go and it was in a coffee shop that was also sold. It was one of those bar ones. So it's a coffee coloring and wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was kind of like casual... creative, but I do like being around the creative people because it tends to spike your creativity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they're creative. They're adults coloring books as complex patterns, not naked people. Well, I mean, I guess you could extrapolate and draw like a...
There could be some nude people.
Right, there's a lot of questions for Rebecca, so I gotta kind of push this out.
Oh,
Rebecca, again, what's your favorite fabric to make pleats out of?
Ooh.
That one.
Well, you definitely need a stiffer fabric, but not too stiff. You're kind of, you know, because you don't want to like chafe your legs. That's a thing, okay? Because at first you're like, I like them crisp. You can do all different levels of pleats.
Because I made pleats you can do out like, of a softer
really
fabric,
floaty ones, and you know, and really press
you like
them.
You like the hard
like,
square,
you know, and yeah, box pleats are really fun. But with that, you know, a lot of times you can end up having to reinforce each side with a seam because you're kind of.
But what kind
of keep it
is there
crisp.
Like a particular fabric? You
I
like?
Can't remember the names of the fabrics right now.
Polyester.
So I was trying to cover it up with other words.
Oh, sorry.
God.
So a
thick cotton.
A medium thick fabric.
Yeah, so a lot of times I just run around and just touch them all. Like sometimes it's not like
it's more about touch.
A particular fabric
sure.
you're going for. I'm just kind of like and it's like this organic, just really kind of I don't want to say erotic, but it is.
It is erotic
situation.
Rebecca, would you ever remake a costume if you had improved skills from when you initially made it? I don't think she wants to go back.
Or they
no,
did to
I would never remake it, but it... I don't know, you think about it later on. You're like, oh, if I knew that then...
Right.
That would have looked amazing. But then I don't go, oh, I'm going to remake the whole thing. No.
I've seen some... not a lot of people do it because I think people want to kind of, like, do other things. But I have seen some people, like, actually just take the costume and, like, just fix bits of it and then rewear it.
Yeah, because I have most of the pieces from...
Yeah.
Most of them,
yeah.
So I could do that. But
Lillian did that once. We did a photo shoot with her a while ago, like a year and a half ago, and she had this costume. And the shoot was just really bad. It was like raining, and we were miserable. So I never gave her I told her I was like, I can't give you these because they're like the worst I've ever done. And she's like, no worries. So we did like a private shoot with her later. But at the private shoot, she's like, I fixed all this shit that was like bad in the first shoot, and I was like, oh well,
there you go.
Shit. Oh, you got it to stand.
Yes. Oh, he's been kind of standing.
Oh, jeez.
He's missing
his foot.
I haven't glued it on.
He hasn't glued it.
The other ones are glued on, but it's just I need to position him.
This question you kind of already answered. It says, "Do you keep all your costumes you've made? If so, do you continue to wear them to events, cons?" Yeah, you have most of them. I
have most of them between my place and my mom's place.
Do you you don't really rewear?
I want to rewear the bad girl one.
Yeah, you've told me about
that.
With new shoes.
Don't rewear them. No.
Did you wear the Steampunk Alice one twice to two different cons? Or was that just Anime Expo?
Oh, that was just Anime Expo.
Okay. Have you ever entered a costume contest before, one that's got prejudging and is based on craftsmanship, not roar of audience?
No, I haven't.
I'd be so scared.
I don't have really a want or need to do that.
It's good enough up here. Yeah, that's all that matters.
It takes up your whole day too.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's just a personal thing. It's odd because it's personal, but I'm also really upset if I'm going with someone and they're not wearing a costume, and I'm not throwing that out there to make anyone feel uncomfortable. But what I'm saying is, I really like sharing that bonding experience of both wearing a crazy outfit that we made. You know, it's just kind of like that's a big part of it for me. But to be that kind of, I don't know. I just don't need that kind of gratification, I guess.
What costumes are you working on right now?
Nothing really right now.
We need to inspire Rebecca, everybody. We need to...
No, I've gotten suggestions, and I'm just...
And I looked up that Cheshire Alice, because I don't think I've ever seen it before. That shit is cray. And only, like, one person has...
I know!
There's only, like, one person on the internet that's made it. Get on that. Do you prefer to get a costume done ahead of time with plenty of time to spare? Or are you one of those people who's still sewing trim in the hotel room?
I'm not as bad as other people at the table here.
No.
I'm not throwing it out there to make anyone feel bad. I like to be done a day before.
You always do that. You always have like a day to spare. Have you cosplayed a manga-only character before? Hell yeah.
Yeah, we done Bleach, we done Reborn.
We did the other one, too. Alice. Pandora Hearts.
Pandora Hearts, and then... D. Gray Man?
Yeah, because that was
Road.
Together?
It was Road.
Camelot. I did that one random character.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did the random... Yeah. What, was that only the four?
I think so. You do video games mostly now. Yeah. Wow.
Goat Simulator next.
Goat Simulator. Or Octodad. Dad. See, Octa's flying around.
That would be a pretty good one.
That would be a good one. About your Alice costumes, does that mean you have very little cutesy costumes? Oh, wait. Does that mean you have very little cutesy costumes, or is it about a challenge?
What, does she like it, maybe?
My personality is less cutesy and more... Yes. I was Orihime from Bleach once, and people were really weirded out by me because I was, she's really cute. Like, that's her. And so I'm just not, you know, I can do it, but it's just not my natural thing.
I think Road was the best personality.
Yeah, so I go towards more... dramatic and maybe darker characters. And you kind of look at it, that would be fun to make. So challenging is part of it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely more like...
Because Alice is pretty like morbid.
Yeah. So I don't have to smile. There's no smiling.
Yeah.
There's just a blank, you know...
So if you're in a bad mood or you're miserable,
oh my God, she's so in character. Oh my God.
For someone who's beginning to cosplay, what do you suggest they work on first? I think you just gotta do it and like just learn along.
Don't be intimidated. Just, like, mess up. You know, get a pattern, get some fabrics, and just whatever speaks to you.
Yeah.
But you know, don't be held back by anything.
Mm-mm.
You know, just.
Everybody starts somewhere. Nobody's 100%. Yaya Han started off.
Yep.
Pretty basic.
Yep.
Jessica Nigiri started off with no boobs. And look at where she is
now. She's got boobs.
Oh, Kevin got on this tyrant yesterday because...
Her boobs are cosplay?
No. She...
Someone posted... Oh, no.
She's denying she had plastic surgery. But there's a lot of... On her boobs, but there's a lot of proof that she did. And so he was just very mad that she would deny it. Yeah. That's why he said that. Jeez,
sorry.
Kevin.
Sorry. Yes, that's a lot. If you watched the stream, you would have known.
Yes, he bitched about this on my Twitch stream.
Just weird in this modern day. We deny it to the ends of the earth.
Right, and it was hard to prove anything.
But now it's like you see all these pictures and you go way back and you're looking at it and you're like...
There was even a post on her Facebook that said, I can't wait to get plastic surgery and get fake boobs, but why are they so expensive? And yet she still says, I didn't. It's not a boob scar, it's just a fat fold or something like that. But
someone asked if it was a boob scar?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
No. Oh, that's God, what the initial
women,
question
you know,
was.
It's like, there's a lot of really old-timey things that hold women back in this modern society. And it's just like, you're like,
my
God.
I really like when celebrities or whoever get plastic surgery.
Like, yeah,
and then
that.
Someone asks them, they're like, hells yeah, I did. I got me some boobies yeah. and some, I don't know. I'm just like, yes, okay, good.
You got the money? Just go do
it. I understand.
Go do it. Yeah, you know?
I'm all about it. how long do you spend researching for a costume before you begin construction? Do you buy everything at once or as you go? Can't buy everything at once.
You can't buy everything at once. But it'd
be like $500 bajillion.
I'd like to go like one store and have it planned out what I'm going to buy. Like, right. You know, I'll look at a costume and I'll be like, I'll make lists.
Yeah.
What kind of things do I need? And
like
then,
what you're going to do first. And
yeah.
Then...
And I always forget stuff. But, you know, you go into Home Depot and you're like, okay, what's everything I can possibly get here? You
right.
walk around and you yep. try to get it. And you go
and
into
Joann's. And then you go, I didn't buy enough of that. I have to go back.
And then you find the things that are really specialty. So you're like, oh, yeah, I have to go to eBay or
right.
randomly find that at a thrift store. You know, you kind of just start categorizing it that way.
For me, have you worked with film and manually processing the negatives / scanning them and processing them in Photoshop? Yes, in high school, though. / early college.
We did a couple here. I've got the negatives from the 6x6.
Yeah, but we didn't really, I mean...
We can't process. We don't have the chemicals to process at all.
Yeah, we didn't, right. So in high school and college, I did film both color and black and white, and yes, we would... Do the slushy thing. Yeah.
That too.
That was like a science project.
Yeah.
We did, you know, I go into the, you have to go into the closet that's dark to do, put the film around the circle and then you have to, oh God, it's very specialty. We've never done cosplay photography as film. That might be something we can like add on to like as a little specialty. That'd be kind of yeah. cool. Because film... And Kevin buys, you know, we go to our local photo store, and there's, like, films that give off certain, kind of like, I guess, you know, Instagram. they give off certain colors or, you know, they're made by different manufacturers across the world.
Crema
and so
filter.
All about that Crema film. Oh, that but is. we don't really do that anymore. We yes. haven't worked with them. We do have film cameras, though.
We do have a couple.
How long do you, this is for Rebecca, sorry. Do you have any tips for someone who's procrastinating to work on their costume? What pumps you up to draft patterns, cut out the fabric, and paint the foam?
I don't...
A deadline.
A deadline.
Typically.
Yeah. But me personally, getting like pumped, a lot of time when I'm amidst working on one, I don't have any want to do it till I start doing it.
Mm.
And then suddenly it's 10 hours later and then done a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
So you could just force yourself because
you
have
gotta,
to remember you
just
love
do it.
Doing it.
Right.
I mean, if you do love doing it, I mean, you might not, but if you do, you're into it. You just have to start and then it'll just start building like a snowball.
Right.
Like, really. But for me, I have to just say, all right, you're sitting down, you're doing this. Just pick it up and do it. And then, boom.
But the deadline also helps you and me, I think,
well,
too.
Yeah,
because you're like, you go, I have to
time.
Do it or else I'm going
to
cry.
Yeah. Holly's found streaming helps her do it.
Yeah, streaming does help me do it. It keeps me accountable. Like, the last two streams I did were 5 hours long. So I just sit there and do it. And then it helps when people are, like, chatting with me in the chat. It keeps me going. When there's, like, no one in there, I'm like, I'm going to go. After, like, 2 hours, I'm like, I'm done. Rebecca, when making a costume, do you Iron Man it and go it alone, or do you crawl the Google for tutorials and help?
Iron Man. I do a lot of it on my own,
you
but
do.
I'll look up, like, what was that website? Cosplay.com?
Yeah.
Is that the one? I've gone there a couple times.
Because people do talk about everything.
The Flemeth wig was one.
Oh,
I looked
yeah.
up tutorials all over the place and ended up just... happening to work that out.
That was so crazy.
What's another one? I feel like there is a few parts where you're like, I could make this really difficult because I tend to make things more difficult than I need to. And I go, okay, to kind of save myself that, I'll say, hey, let's just see what someone else did.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just see if it clicks with me.
Yeah. Would you dye your hair in ombre pastel blonde mix? It'd be a lot of work.
Ombre pastel.
What did I do?
Did you do ombre?
What is that word? Balayage?
Oh, balayage or whatever.
I did that once, and it was like darker and then lighter.
Oh, yeah.
And people were like, oh my God, did you like
where did you go to get that? And I did that accidentally, like with two box colors. So but I like ombre.
Would you ever do like an ombre pastel?
Pastel. For me, I'm not really gonna do another color. I think I'm just gonna go back to blonde. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I have mint green and lavender hair dyes at my place.
You haven't used?
Yeah.
Why?
To do max.
Because you could just do it. But the thing about my hair is it's so damaged is if I do mint green, it's going to be mint green for a long time. I see people, it's like they wash it out
right.
And it fades every time. It doesn't. So it's almost like permanent for me. But that would be beautiful. And also, I would want to do more natural. I don't like it when someone has roots showing. Blonde and then a color.
Oh,
I don't
yes.
like that look.
That's difficult to keep up.
Yeah, so it would have to be a
constant
really commitment. Yeah,
yeah. What do you carry in your at-con bag?
At-con, I carry my blood glucose monitor.
Yes,
and candy.
and like a debit card and an ID.
A debit card, ID, and then cash if I have cash on me.
Yeah.
And my car keys, but I'll take the keys
everything
off
else.
My ring and
yeah.
just have like the basic keys
yeah.
that I would need.
That's it. For me, do you have an opinion on the quality difference between a point and shoot versus a DSLR versus a cell phone camera?
Lights. I did a write up a while ago on our website actually. There's no, I mean, appreciable difference between point and shoot and a
DSLR. But a cell phone camera is just like they're high quality now.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's like, a lot of apps you can get.
You can take like nice, like okay pictures, but it's still shit.
I don't know. All that matters is light.
That's
the more
true.
Light you have, the better off
well,
you
my
are.
Well, my phone doesn't react to light very well, personally.
It's because it's so good, is the thing.
Oh.
Apple does such a good job at
well,
it.
Well, and plus it's like everything's auto. So if you could manually control
you
the
can.
Cell phone,
so you think
I mean,
the
if
artistic.
I could.
Idea of it is kind of lamer with the phone.
It is. I think you lose a certain like
it's like the everyman's phone.
It is.
You know, versus
it's just
the
like it's just like oh I can adjust
specific,
this and
yeah.
blah 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 blah. And it does have a depth of field. So if you're like closer, the things behind Kevin at a certain point will be out of focus.
Yeah.
So it does have some like bokeh-esque stuff. And people, I mean, if you look on the internet, people have taken like amazing photos of like landscape or something.
Bokeh,
with just,
bokeh, Florida. What's bokeh?
Bokeh is like the blurriness behind
oh.
a photo.
Is it a slang term?
No.
Or is it a real term?
Is it a slang? It's a photography
it's
slang?
It's a bokeh. Japanese term.
Oh, there you go.
Cool.
Yeah. But the point and shoot and DSLR to me are, it doesn't, there's a person that goes to like every con and does photo shoots with a point and shoot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
so
is that one without the?
Correct. Yeah.
Right.
It's just. He just holds it and clicks.
No opticals. Does it have optical instead of what
has,
is the manual?
He has opticals.
Yeah. There's two zooms.
I don't think he
right?
zooms.
Yes. Well, there's optical and digital zoom.
Digital
zoom.
All right.
Digital
zoom
is
yeah.
the bad one. Yeah.
Yeah. Digital zoom.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't have like a personal opinion, but on like point and shoots and DSLRs, because you can take amazing photos with point and shoots. It's not really the, like Rebecca said, there is something you lose with like a cell phone camera. You lose that like experience with the photo that I get from like having a camera in my hand.
Mm.
Regardless,
yeah.
Of
so you wouldn't want to hear people referring to themselves as photographers if all they have is an iPhone.
There's like some. It might be. It's just like a.
Like you didn't do all the work I did.
there's a weird like yeah thing in my brain where
yeah.
I'm like, no,
no, you're not. No, I have some amazing like makeup. You see a lot of people on Instagram with their
yeah.
makeup swatch photos when it's like on their face. I've seen
yeah.
some really great photos when they're like, I just use my iPhone. And I'm like wondering if that's true.
I
or
don't
not.
Think it is.
I'm like what?
Because a lot of the makeup
yeah.
pictures
on
Instagram
macro,
are taken with a DSLR.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a lot of them are. I mean,
yeah.
every once in a while, I see like, oh, I just use this and that, and they're like, what?
That's bullshit. They also edit their face to make it like
yeah.
perfectly smooth,
oh,
and then they said they don't use Photoshop. So
yeah, I was like, what?
Have you tried, this is Rebecca, have you tried the challenge where people attempt to make an outfit in the same amount of hours allotted to those on Project Runway? Example, 8 hours, 12 hours, etc.
We talked about doing that.
We did. We were going to do, it costs a lot of money, so we can't really do it. But if you want to support us, please shop at Amazon or at our shop with
that
our links.
That would be so much fun.
So we can make
fun.
This video. Basically, we'd have to get a couple, probably a couple cosplayers together, where we were all going to like have a GoPro or something and like all just be like, you have to make this, or this theme or whatever, in this amount of hours.
And we have to have everything.
Go. And then everybody, like, goes shopping or whatever, and you're, like, running into each other. I don't know.
It would be funny because, maybe you could go shopping anywhere. So in the end,
anywhere.
Some people would buy
some people would go to the same
than other people. So, you know, because that's part of it, you know? That would be, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's definitely something we thought of, but we don't have the...
Because we love that show.
I love it. We don't have the means for it, so... It's something we've talked about like a year and a half ago, I think, like a while ago.
I think we'd be really entertaining doing that too.
Especially you.
Yeah. Oh.
It'd be a lot.
This one is very specific. Would you design or wear a costume that uses this kind of makeup? And it's a YouTube link, so now I have to open it. So while that's opening. Oh gosh, this is going to take forever. So Geisha... style. What make? Which one? There's like six girls on here. Oh god. So maybe this.
I want to turn the volume down so it's not gonna. There you go.
Would you ever do that kind of makeup?
On a cosplay?
Or I think they just said cosplay or makeup.
Well, I did do little lightning bolts, but they're really small.
Today?
Yeah. I'm trying to.
Close your eyes. There you go.
They're really small.
I think you can see it on the other eye better.
Was it on the other eye better? I thought this was worse. I was looking at it in the mirror.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are you Bowie inspired today?
Would you design or...
Well, it's because of the red.
Yeah. I felt some Bowie come through.
Would you design or wear a costume that makes use of this kind of makeup?
I've never
like the Japanese style makeup where you do we did that one video where we tried
to do like classic anime for design or wear a costume. I've never seen a character that I wanted to cosplay that had that kind of makeup. Maybe that's just me. Depends on what kind of character I'd be with, but that like filigree, that crazy white, you know, on the top of my, that would be really cool to do. I mean, talking about like the next level would be makeup.
Yes.
You know, that I hadn't really incorporated that much into a costume.
Right.
I was looking, you know, going, okay, I'm going to do makeup, that kind of thing would be,
I think,
really fun.
You know, you haven't cosplayed in a while and you've gotten more and more into makeup since the last time. So
the
I
choose
makeup
could
might be like the next thing. Yeah. For me, is photography applicable to painting/artwork in that the eye needs to be guided around the frame? Yes, absolutely. I took a whole class on that in college. It's called composition. And like we would have, even not even in the composition class, and like every other class, they would project, you know, if you turned an assignment, they would project it onto the wall. And then we all had to kind of break it down. And people would be like, you know, like this swoops your eye around so you can see this. Or something. Or, like, this dark spot over here is super distracting. You know, like, my eye goes there instead of to the focus of the picture. Or, this is too bright, you know. And there is things where, like, you don't want, like, dead space too much because the eye is not going there. It's just empty. Absolutely.
Is it true that your eye automatically goes to the upper right-hand corner of
things? Isn't that on the internet?
When you look at something... Because I just remember, like, making just regular... presentations, and you'd have to make the upper right hand corner kind of interesting because it was like when some people look at it, they automatically, for some reason, I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is.
I know people get distracted by too bright or too dark. Their eye kind of like gets heavy to a certain way if it's too one way or the other. Yes, Lancetti, it is like art, like painting. Rebecca, last question. What's your favorite prop you've made? Did it turn out larger or heavier than you anticipated?
The horse.
Yeah.
The white horse?
Yeah. Oh, that was the first time I made something really big like that.
Was it heavier than you expected? No, it wasn't.
It was lighter than I expected. Because I carried it around for like 13 hours.
It's made of all styrofoam, but basically.
The thing was, it was very weighted. I couldn't stop really paying attention to how I was holding it. But other than that, like, it was really reasonable. Yeah.
It was like a unicorn, right?
Yeah, it was. White. It was like the level of horse before it turns into the nightmare horse. So it was like the white horse. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was
pretty cool. People were digging it.
For those that don't know. It's Alice.
Madness Returns.
Yeah, and it was really intense.
Yeah.
It was very. And it was the first time I did an outfit of Alice. So I'm like, I gotta make that big horse. Yeah. So that was part of that like challenge thing. It was like, all right, do it.
It's about the size of a torso, right? Like.
Yeah, it was about.
It's pretty big.
Horse and then
the pole.
The horn. Yeah. And then the pole. And then it had a little clay thing at the end of the pole. So it would just hold it. Yeah.
And people rudely run into her horse all the time.
Oh, yeah. But it wasn't until the end that the horn popped off.
Yeah.
And we had to glue it or tape it back together.
There was something. It was like the tape perfectly matched the horn, though. Yeah. So it like didn't matter. Because we were like. So trying to glue and glue and glue. We couldn't use hot glue because it melts styrofoam.
Yeah, it just melted.
And so we couldn't use that. And then I was like, this tape is like exactly the same color as your horse. And we're like, let's do it. And we wrapped it. And I remember it was hard to see the tape. Huh. Like it wasn't, I remember thinking it wasn't a big deal because.
But there was also the scythe, my Pandora.
No, that's what it was. That's what broke off.
The huge scythe.
That's what broke off. It wasn't your horse. It was the scythe. It was because it was black and we used black like electric tape. That's what it was.
It was the tip of the scythe. That scythe was huge.
Yes.
But I liked how it was perfectly proportioned to me because I would see, that scythe is really too small or that one's really big. Like, it was really
It's really awkward when...
It was like a simple shape, but it was so big that it was difficult. But
It's always awkward when, like a scythe is supposed to be huge like yours was. Yeah. And people, like, in small versions. There's ones like, really
and
baby.
You get it because you're in a convention center. And I mean, I had to be creative with that scythe, but...
At least it was narrow, though, so you could, like, walk with it like this, and you could, like, fit through stuff. I feel like people, you know, they have, like, these huge things or wings. Like, they can't, like, walk anywhere. Wings,
when you can't walk through a door.
Yeah. You have to walk sideways. You're like, excuse me.
Well, I did see some. What was the person that did, like, a thing to kind of compress them, like, pull them in, and then they could release them?
Oh, I've
like,
seen a
that's
couple.
That's intense.
I've seen ones that, like.
You can see how it'd be so useful.
I've seen ones that, like, they're bound, and then they push a button. It's, like, robotic, and it, like, flares out. That was crazy. Oof. We did this one girl at TatsuCon the first year. It was like sunset time and she had those huge hands.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it's from.
Oh, is it Strength from, I always wanted, I was like that character when she's wearing, she has big,
it's
huge
pink,
beady arms, but she's really
pink,
cute
pink
and little.
Pink hands, pink arms.
Oh, I don't remember.
No, they weren't pink. They were black.
They're black and pink. And she had a pink wig on.
Though.
I can't remember. It was very popular at the time. Yeah. And people don't cosplay from it anymore. Oh, God. It was really popular. Everybody was cosplaying from that stupid thing. But, it was like real to the anime or whatever it was, these hands. And they were like three times as big as she was. She was this tiny girl. And I was just like, how are you walking around? Like she had to like hold them up like this, like straight up.
Oh no, this is dark. Oh, this is from Black Rock Shooter.
That's what it was.
That's the one we were looking at.
Oh yeah, because that's like realistic.
Those hands.
Yeah,
that's
and then some people do them really small because once again.
You can't fit them anymore.
Yeah, like that's too small.
Yeah, that was too small.
Yeah, but you
can
see, and that's right.
This girl had the full, like, like the picture is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just like, how do you
that's
move
a really
around?
Cute character because she's wearing such a cute outfit.
Yeah.
And then
no one cosplays from that anymore.
No.
Remember
Black Rock Shooter was so huge.
Remember when that was huge?
Yeah.
I totally forgot
it's
about it.
Kind of like Madoka
now.
Magica. Do you see
those? Yeah, no one really does Madoka anymore
and
either.
Homestuck. Do we see those? We still see those.
Still see
sometimes.
Yeah, but not as bad as. Remember Anime Expo?
Yeah.
Where it was like, you turn around and there's this herd of them. I videoed it.
Yeah, you did.
I'm like, oh my God. Because
we were standing out on like this patio area and they were just around us. Like we were just like
Bloody.
In the middle of Homestucks. It was crazy.
Wow, that was so big.
Yeah, I forgot about Black Rock Shooter. Wow, guys.
Oh, look
memories.
How cute she is.
At the corners of
all right.
my mind.
I think that's all we have for questions.
Misty watercolor.
If you have additional questions for us, you can email us at info@elitecosplay.com.
Rebecca@elitecosplay.com, Holly@elitecosplay.com, or Kevin@elitecosplay.com.
Yes.
Info goes to both Kevin and I, except I didn't get the Rebecca one for some reason.
Could have given this to me. Who knows? Who knows? Or you have a filter that just says throw anything with Rebecca away.
I hate her.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
I understand.
Anyways, thanks for listening to the podcast. Email Rebecca to get her to motivate to cosplay for reals. We need to get that motivation going. You can stream with me.
Or you live in Seattle, be like, hey, let's cosplay together.
Yeah.
And I'll RSVP it.
And then and not go.
I'll show up.
Anyways, thank you for listening.
Or come to our podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, come. Yes, come to our podcast.
Queen Anne.
Very specific.
And this podcast takes place on the side of Queen Anne, where there's parking.
go to leakcosplay.com/Amazon to help us out. It doesn't cost anything to you. Just shop normal. Or leakcosplay.com/shop, where you can check out our t-shirts and other stuff. Love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.